Good afternoon. A warm front heading our way from the south and west is bringing an increase in clouds across parts of the region today. Eventually, clouds will overspread the entire area by late afternoon, and there's a good chance of showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills and parts of the lower Hudson Valley by the time we reach the evening commute. Temperatures, meanwhile, will continue to rise through the 60s and into the lower to mid-70s on average, where we see thicker clouds and showers developing. Readings will be holding in the middle to upper 60s for afternoon highs. Clouds will continue to overspread the region, and so will the showers, and will add the chance of thunderstorms in the forecast overnight tonight as the warm front works its way through. There will also be areas of fog, and temperatures will drop into the mid-50s. With the warm front still clearing the region early tomorrow morning, we'll have lots of clouds and still some showers first thing. However, we'll start to get some breaks of sunshine during the mid stages of the morning and in the middle of the day, maybe even a fair amount of sunshine. This will allow temperatures to reach up toward the 80-degree mark with increasing humidity. In this environment, more showers and perhaps some thunderstorms will be possible by mid to late afternoon tomorrow and last into the evening. With the robust nature of this storm system, it looks like some of the thunderstorms could pack a punch with strong gusty winds and heavy rainfall. After this system winds on through during the course of the overnight period, we'll break out into the summer-like air starting Thursday and lasting into the day Friday. With the hazy sunshine, we'll have humid weather with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. A cool front will slowly approach over the course of the weekend. Out ahead of it, a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late Saturday and again on Sunday. Highs will start out in the upper 80s on Saturday and stay in the lower 80s with more clouds on Sunday. Behind the system on Monday, still the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs pushing back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the plains into the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Thunderstorms will tend to intensify over portions of lower Michigan, northern Indiana, eastward into northern Ohio, and portions of Pennsylvania and western New York. While multicells capable of mainly damaging winds and some hail should be the primary hazards, deep and low-layer shear will be adequate for some supercells and an isolated tornado threat. Further south, stronger heating combined with a belt of moderately strong deep layer southwesterly flow will produce sustained severe thunderstorms, including supercells and multicells, with the associated potential for severe hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado or two. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Wink, Texas, to a low of 23 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with showers developing in the upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51, the record high, 91, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers developing later today and highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing later today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, increasing clouds with showers developing later today and highs near 70. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a shower in the morning, then some breaks of sunshine, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon with highs around 80. Some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side. Hazy sun, very warm and humid Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Hazy, hot and humid on Friday, near 90. Continued hazy sun and clouds on Saturday with a late-day thunderstorm in the upper 80s. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, in the lower 80s. And another chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.